Psychopath, that seems to be talked about lately quite a bit. I think recently, I don't know who wrote the book, but I heard her on NPR talking about basically how many psychopaths there are around us, and I'm not sure. I haven't read her book, and I don't know exactly if I agree with that. And there's another term called sociopath, you know, I think you can basically interchange them. Psychopath, sociopath are pretty much the same thing. And in the DSM, which is our psychologist, it's a diagnostic and statistical manual that we use to diagnose. We have labels. And basically what it is, it's kind of a shorthand for us to understand each other and what we're talking about. And these diagnoses come along with a lot of symptoms and clusters of symptoms, which help us begin to categorize certain people in areas so we know how to treat them. Although a psychopath you really can't treat, I guess. All the research shows that they're really, it's hard to touch them. They don't really change much. But they're really people who lack a conscience. They really don't show any sign of empathy, the ability to put themselves in the place of another. They engage in behavior that harms others, and they don't seem to have any feeling of guilt or remorse, and they rarely ever consider risks to others, you know, implicit in their actions. And now, a lot of times they understand the intellectual, they have an intellectual understanding of the pro-social emotions. You know, they understand the game, but they seem to feel no emotional bonds with others. In other words, they can act emotional. They're very manipulative. They can act ways that they think are acceptable or will get them what they want, but they really don't have much connection to the feelings. And what's really kind of eerie is that they can seem like perfectly decent and reasonable human beings. Some of them very meek and modest and et cetera. But then all of a sudden they can become bizarre, inappropriate, and do crazy things. So it's a kind of a strange thing. It's I guess the best way to describe it is maybe, lately they've been talking a lot about corporations having personhood, right? You've heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Corporations are persons. Well, I think we have a lot of psychopathic corporations in our country, of people who, corporations that... that really don't have much remorse or guilt over laying off people, hurting them, destroying their lives. It's
I can understand that.
You know what I mean? There's really no remorse. So a psychopathic person is one really who, just in a nutshell, no conscience, no feeling. They could do much harm to you, and they could cross town and sit down and have a tea with me, and we'd have a wonderful conversation, and they wouldn't feel anything about what they did to you.
At all. Okay, Leonard, thank you very much. Leonard Manzelli, psychotherapist, clinical social worker, playwright with the Roby Theater Advanced Playwriting Program. He's author of a great play called Cages that I like a lot. And so, Leonard, thank you very much, and good luck with Cages.